I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Robert White, the Director of Operations with the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, and they've hosted a forum this morning, kind of opening dialogue about E85 and how it can be used in the marketplace and how to get everybody collaborating to promote it. Let's talk a little bit about why you feel this forum is necessary in the first place.
Well, the key with ethanol and perhaps even more with E85 is always information. And disseminating that information sometimes is a challenge. Obviously, if you're looking at some of the hurdles and interest of your competitors in the petroleum industry, you want to make sure that the information is getting down to the lowest level to those real decision makers that actually own the stations. And so these forums bring together automobile dealerships, they bring together fleet managers, station owners, service companies that work on the equipment, and we try and bring in the local partners, in this case the Missouri and Kansas corn growers, an existing E85 retailer, MFA Oil today, and an ethanol plant or an ethanol marketer to try and show them how it all pulls together for one unique system. And today with Lifeline Foods out of St. Joe, it just shows them that the supply is here, the support is here, the vehicles are here. We just need some people to start offering the product.
And why don't we run down through the list of different ideas and programs that you kind of outlined this morning and that you will outline for the rest of the attendees this afternoon?
Sure. It's a lot about just consumer awareness, and there's a lot of somewhat creative ways, and there's a lot of traditional ways. I mean, of course, the old print media or print advertising and radio spots and even television commercials are kind of old hat, but you can get very creative with them as well. But some of the new stuff that we want to start using, hopefully we'll have enough interest in the Kansas City market to do it, is more of some online targeting where you can actually dictate promotional efforts to various zip codes for various timelines, and so that people using the internet are actually viewing ads from local retailers that offer E85. Some of the other options are capitalizing on major events, whether they're sports events or just large gatherings. I think in the next year you're going to see some opportunities with the presidential election and some of the state elections where the media tends to be looking for stories, and you force feed them E85 and others that get you out and get consumers informed. And you know, the various events are important to have for showmanship as much as anything, because it's not always the people that actually turn out for the events, it's the people that read about it or hear about it that encourages that. So our goal is to get a handful of stations open and start promoting them so the consumers know they're there.
Okay, and what is some of the feedback that you've gotten from these different, you know, people in the industry, be it, you know, the retailers or the producers or the car dealers? What is the biggest factor for them as far as getting the education out there and marketing E85?
Well, I think the biggest hurdle we have is no doubt the cost. Some of the stations will incur a very hefty price for putting in E85 if they don't have a tank or existing dispenser that they can retrofit or convert over to E85. But those that do, there's a lot of incentives, whether the federal or state tax credits, just a lot of individual promotion efforts. Sometimes it's not turning the fuel on, but what support you have once it's on. That really matters. You know, the auto dealerships, there's some tax credits that they can help promote in the state of Kansas. It looks like Missouri will have something similar next year. It's just a lot. It all boils down to getting the information out, because consumers have proven in numerous research studies that they want a choice for the fuel, and E85 is one that they could have today.
And let's talk a little bit about what is coming up on the docket for you guys the remainder of this year and moving on into 2008.
Well, we're definitely pushing stations nationwide. It's not just a Midwest thing or a regional effort. Our next two, however, are in Nebraska. On November 19th, we're hosting one in Omaha, and then on the 20th in Grand Island, Nebraska. But we are, you know, working on various projects. There's the first station in Metro Atlanta opening today. It was something that we worked with General Motors on. Obviously, I was a little double booked today, but nonetheless, it just proves that even in the Southeast, there's interest in ethanol and E85. There's projects working in Arizona and almost all states. There's some form of development underway. And in 2008, with the equipment being certified by Underwriters Laboratory, the current pricing structure of ethanol compared to gasoline and $95 oil, we know that all signs point to we'll double the number of E85 stations in the country next year, and we'll all be probably busier than we need to be, but all for the right cause.
I think that covers all the questions I had for you, Robert. Anything you want to add?
No, I appreciate you being here.
All right, thank you.